Earlier this month, a group of gunmen ambushed a St. Louis police officer sitting in his car. The officer survived thanks to a bulletproof vest, and four suspects have been arrested in connection with the shooting. With more than 100 homicides already this year, St. Louis is no stranger to gun violence. But this officer has a perspective we thought was important to share. We independently confirmed his name with the St. Louis City Police, but have granted him anonymity out of his concern for the safety of his family. He spoke with St. Louis Public Radio's Dury Buscarin, who asked him what happened the night he was ambushed.
For a period of time, I had actually took my vest off that night because it was very hot and humid. But apparently, guy was on my side. Some told me, just put it back on. It's not that bad. And probably 30 minutes later, I get involved in the shootings.
Do you think that you were targeted? And if so, why?
I feel like I was. Like I said, it was 4 in the morning, so it's not a lot of movement. I never took my uniform off at any point. So there was no way for them not to know that I was a policeman.
So your wife posted a message on Facebook the weekend after the shooting, and she said that she was upset that African-American clergy members and Black Lives Matter protesters hadn't reached out to your family after you were ambushed in your car. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I think some of her frustration was you hear a lot about the hashtag of Black Lives Matter. Well, I'm a black male, and I'm having to be a police sergeant in the city of St. Louis. Obviously, the frustration was, you know, doesn't my life matter? Is anybody going to, you know, help me out or necessarily make a big deal, but just say, hey, this is a black police sergeant protecting our community, protecting us from those that commit crimes. Where is his voice of cry saying, hey, we got to do better. We can't have our policemen getting shot, black or white.
Especially with all the issues that have come up after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson. What's this year been like for you?
I was actually in some of those Ferguson riots originally back in August and even in the fall. We all had a rough time, but I feel like certain officers probably were targeted for the uniform they wore or for the color of their skin. You had a lot of people throwing things at our police line, calling us names, spitting on us, stuff like this. I've been on the police department for 16 years and I've never known a time where we were in law enforcement. Some people were ashamed to say, hey, I know a policeman.
Tell me about growing up in St. Louis and growing up wanting to be a police officer, right?
Absolutely. I can remember far back as being in first grade thinking the police are here to help people, and that's what I want to do. I want to help people. Where I grew up at is kind of actually where I patrol now. It's like I went to the elementary school and I graduated from middle school here in St. Louis City, and it's kind of surreal and kind of nice to kind of patrol the area now because I still see some of the neighbors and just a few of the people that's still there in some of the neighborhoods. They always make time to speak to me and say, oh man, how you doing and stuff like that. And like I said, my mom still lives in the neighborhood I grew up in. And so it's kind of nice just to kind of look out for your family and friends and neighbors that literally know me for my whole life.
What do you think that the region should do to improve the relationship between residents and police officers?
We have to get back to the community. If people got more involved in the community, they would know their policemen on the block. The policemen would know who they are on the block. People just not inclined to communicate with the police or even to give information about people committing crimes. If someone shoots down the street blindly, you could be sitting on your porch and get hit. We had some kids recently sit on the porch, and I think a three-year-old got hit. We got to do better. We have to do better in our community, you know, so it's not solely about, you know, Black Lives Matter or any other slogan or hashtag. It's about caring communities and building up each other. I shouldn't have to meet you for the first time because you're a victim. Or I shouldn't have to meet you for the first time because you're a suspect. We should have a basis of already knowing each other when we see each other. It's a slow drip, and I think we'll get there. But I'm just happy that the positive dialogue has started since some of the more violent protests with a lot of people.